Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. How great is our God. How great is our God. How great, how great, how great, how great is our God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. How great, how great, how great is our God. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this another day, another morning, Father God, that you have made, Father God, with an humble submission. Father, we come confessing every sin, Father God, of omission and commission. Father God, hallelujah. Father, we embrace the gifts of a brand new day. We thank you for it because we know it is your doing, Father God, and we say thank you, Father God, from the bottom of our hearts, from the depths of our soul. Father, we honor you, Father God, and we adore you, and we say thank you for another opportunity to serve in your kingdom. Thank you, Father God. Father, we realize that without you, Father God, we would not be where we are. But, Father God, we thank you that we are, and we are where we're going, Father, because you're already there. And so we bless you even right now, Father God. Father, we thank you for squashing every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us this day, Father, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and to declare that it will not prosper, it will not take root, and it most definitely will not and cannot come to pass. Thank you, Father God. We say thank you, thank you, thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, your provision, your kindness, your protection, your blessings, your revelations. Thank you, Father God, for salvation. Father God, we say thank you for increase. We say thank you, Father God, for repentance. We say thank you, Father God, for family and for friends. We say thank you for an open heaven and a roof over our heads. Father God, thank you for food on our tables, clothes on our bodies. Thank you, Father, for money to pay our bills, money to sow into your kingdom. Father God, we say thank you for all these things, Father God. We want to say thank you, Father God, that the curse causes will not come and Satan is rendered powerless, Father, when it comes to your children, Father God. We thank you for being our sun and shield. We thank you for giving us grace and glory and absolutely no good thing do you withhold from us as we walk upright. We honor you even right now, Father. We say thank you for opening the eyes of our understanding, Father God, that we might see as you would have us to see, Father, that we might receive and we might believe, Father God, and we might become who you're calling us to be. Father, we want to say thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father God, we want to say thank you for this ministry. Thank you, Father God, for how you meet us here every morning. We want to say thank you, Father God, for our spiritual breakfast. Glory be to God, how you feed us, Father God. Glory be to God, knowing that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless our services on today, Father, wherein you and you alone will be glorified and your people edified, Father, in Jesus' name. For we know that your word will never return into your void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Now, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And our soul says amen again. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. We'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, top of the morning to you. Amen. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. We especially want to welcome all of our first timers. Amen. Chime in. Welcome. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord. Please enjoy our services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back as we meet here. Amen. 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, five, six, seven days a week. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, amen, and all of
the honor. I am a Pastor Alfreda out of Philadelphia. Amen. Giving God praise for one more day. One more day that the Lord, amen, woke us up this morning and he started us on our way. Oh, happy day. Amen. Because God is on our side. And if God be for us, if God be for us, amen, who can, amen, be against us? And we bless the Lord. All right, amen. Still moving forward with our teaching on the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Father God, we say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. And I'm going to begin reading in verse number 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of man. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. We are continuing in our teaching on today. We want to talk about ignorance. Amen. No excuse for ignorance. We want to show you this morning through the word of God. Amen. That as born again believers, amen, as God's, amen, this, children, as disciples, amen, beloved, amen, with that no longer carnal, amen, but spiritual, that we have no excuse for ignorance. Beloved, when you talk to people, especially those in Christendom, amen, glory be to God, but all people, actually, even those that are unsaved, everybody wants to know, amen, their God's will for their lives. Most people want to know, what was the reason I was brought here? You know, why am I here? Why did I burst into Earth's atmosphere? What was the purpose for God creating me? What was the purpose for God creating me in this time, in this generation? I mean, we could have been born in the 1500s, the 1600s, the 1700s. We could have been born in the caveman days. We could have been born back there, amen, when Adam and Eve, amen, was first populating the world. I mean, beloved, we could have been aborted in our mother's womb. We could have, our mothers could have miscarried. Matter of fact, we didn't have to come here in the first place. God did not make a mistake, glory be to God, when we came here, even though we might have been told that. A lot of people are told that they were a mistake, glory be to God. The mother didn't want them, you know, the father didn't want them, and they got all this confusion, glory be to God, beloved, and they're desperate. I mean, they're absolutely desperate to know, amen, the will of God for their lives. People struggle to know what is right or wrong. People struggle, beloved, to know what jobs they should take or what jobs they shouldn't take, what school they should attend for their higher education, whom they should marry or should not marry, whether they should go into full-time ministry or not. And on and on and on and on and on. Often, beloved, well-meaning, misinformed people have told them, and I've heard it myself, and God, forgive me, glory be to God, but not really, well, forgive me, because you need to repent consistently, glory be to God, because when you're ignorant, you're just ignorant. And I have even said it myself. Well, you can't always know God's plan, you'll hear some people say, as they try to encourage you, not knowing what to say. Beloved, that's why sometimes it's better not to say nothing. Because sometimes we just say something, amen, feel like we have a responsibility to say something and we say the wrong thing. That's why the scripture tells us, amen, let us be quick to hear, slow to speak. And you hear people say, beloved, amen, they were well-meaning, well-meaning, didn't mean anything, didn't mean to mislead anyone, glory be to God, but just misinformed. And it's not God's will for his children to be ignorant. Just let me drop that commercial in here right now for those of you taking notes. Amen. Glory be to God. I want you, amen, to write this one down. Mm-hmm. And let me find it real quick because the Holy Spirit just gave it to me. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. Got to pull this one up, but this is not in my outline for today. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wait a minute. Give me 1 second. And to God be all the praise and to God be all the glory. All right. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 13. 1 Thessalonians 4, 13. Put that in your notebooks. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Amen. Glory be to God. It is not God's will, amen, for his children to be ignorant. And ignorant simply means that you don't know. You don't know. And that's basically the definition of that. But you hear ignorant people, beloved, speaking, well, you can't always know God's plan. I want to know the will of God for my life. I want to know what God will have me to do pertaining to the situation. Well, you can't always know God's plans. No, misled, misinformed, ignorant. Misled, misinformed, and ignorant. These misled people, beloved, they even quote 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, our scripture for the day. And the scripture reads, I'll read it for you. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love them. But God have revealed them unto us by his Spirit. So these well-meaning, misinformed Christians, beloved, they quote this scripture here, 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, as an excuse for ignorance. They use it as their excuse for ignorance. Isn't that something? They search the scripture, amen, to try to justify their ignorance. Same way we use sometimes, it's sad to say, I've seen people that use scripture to justify their sin. They say, you know what the Bible says. You know the Bible tells you that I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God had prepared for them that love him. You see, even the Bible tells us we can't always know what God has planned for us. However, beloved, that was not the point that the Apostle Paul was trying to make when he wrote this verse. We cannot use 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 as an excuse for ignorance. Now, it's true that there was a time long ago under the old covenant, beloved, when it was not possible to fully know God's plan as we can know it today. Matter of fact, when Paul was paraphrasing Isaiah 64 and 4, Old Testament, when he said, as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them. Isaiah 64 and 4. But Isaiah was bemoaning the perplexing problem of man's inability to know what God has planned for him. At that time, beloved, we have to remember that before the Holy Spirit came to indwell the hearts of people, it was difficult and often impossible to fully discern the things that God had planned for each of his children. Because the Holy Spirit had not come yet. The Holy Spirit, beloved, in the old covenant would just come upon individuals, see, to empower them for a mission, to empower them for an assignment, but see, and then he would leave. He would come, he would leave. He would come, he would leave. So it was a little difficult, and it was a little impossible to discern the will of God. At that time, beloved. And this is what Isaiah 64:4, amen, is saying. Think about how perplexing this problem must have been. God meticulously, beloved, he prepared wonderful prearranged blessings for his people, and they were not able to discern these things in advance. Matter of fact, the scripture tells us here, glory be to God, amen, that God have prepared. That's an important word, beloved, in this particular scripture. The word prepare, which carries the idea of a readiness of something that has been fully prepared. It's readiness, fully prepared and is ready. The use of this word, beloved, in this verse alerts us to the fact that God has a divine plan for each of our lives, and he is ready to reveal it. How wonderful to realize that God's plan for us is not happenstance, accidental, or a product of last-minute planning. He has been meticulously, beloved, working out a plan for our lives. Now check this out. Not before you was born. God's plan for you wasn't when you was conceived in your mother's womb. Beloved, the Bible tells us that God's plan for you was before the foundation of the world. Before he opened his mouth and said, light be, earth be. Before he created the earth, beloved. God's plan for you goes that far back. He is the great planner. You can call him the great planner. He knew you before when? Under the old covenant, however, the Holy Spirit did not reside in the human heart. So people struggle tremendously to find God's predetermined plan for their lives. In their effort to uncover his will, they sought special divine signs and even visited prophets of the region in an attempt to find answers to gain God's guidance and direction. Go on the fortune tellers. See us. Y'all know. Even King David himself, he's Samuel, glory be to God. And how they went to, amen, this is how they, because they wanted to know what's God's will. This is the only way they knew. It was the only way they knew. Want to know what God's will is. So this is why they sought out the prophets. Mm-hmm, yeah. The good ones and the bad ones. Although God had prepared so much for his people, they were blind to much of what had been provided for them. Why? Because they didn't have the great revealer living in their hearts. They didn't have him. Now, who was the great revealer, Pastor? The person we've been talking about for the last 2-3 weeks. He's talking about the precious Holy Spirit. Oh, my God, he is a revealer. Oh, he tell you some stuff. You hear what I'm telling you? Oh, glory be to the living God. Glory be to the living God. Beloved, how I wish I could say that it was different today. But most modern Christians live their lives as if they are still living under the old covenant. This is especially sad when you consider that Christians have the Holy Spirit living inside their hearts and therefore have access to all the answers they could ever need. But because, beloved, they never developed a spiritual sensitivity or learned to recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit, they still live like Old Testament people, depending on special signs, depending on divine signals, or depending on advice from others. Beloved, this should not be the case. I was talking to a family member on yesterday, glory be to God, and they was in the middle of something and tossing to and fro and trying to figure out how they're going to do this and how they're going to do that. And blah, 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 blah. I said, all right, this is what you're going to do. I said, this is what you're going to do. I said, I got to go now. I said, this is what you're going to do. I said, you're going to wait and let the Holy Spirit show you what to do. I said, you're going to talk to us? I said, talk to the Holy Spirit. Ask God. And then the Holy Spirit is going to show you what to do. Simple as that. Had to remind them, put them back in place. Put them back in place. There's no excuse for your ignorance. There's no excuse for you not knowing what to do. There's no excuse for you not knowing the will of God. There's no excuse for you not knowing how, the next step, because he's already there. There's no excuse for you not knowing what to do next week, because he's already there. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He's already there. It's already figured out. Now, you're trying to use your intellect. You're trying to use your intelligence, and you got a lot of that. Glory be to God. But none of that, glory be to God, is no good. Amen. We got to operate on your sixth sense, which is faith. I said, you got to talk to the Holy Spirit. About 4 hours later, I talked to the individual. I said, so what's the deal? They said, bam, bam, bam. I said, there you go. He will not mislead you. He is the great revealer. You want to know? Ask him. And then let him speak back to you. Glory be to God. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him direct you, beloved. This is the Holy Spirit's ministry. You don't have to be running around, amen, to the witches and the warlocks, people reading crystal balls and reading the palm of your hand and all that and taking all your money. If they knew that much, they wouldn't even be in business. They would have played that lottery when it was $1 billion, and they would have hit if they knew all that. They know all that and read your future, and they can't come up with six numbers. There's no excuse for our ignorance. God is omnipresent. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He knows everything. He's everywhere at the same time. And he has all the power. Why are we running to the people that don't know? They just as confused as you are. You trying to get answers. They trying to get answers. They pretending like they got the answers. Why don't you go to the person who is the answer? Jesus is the answer. And we run into the wrong people, beloved. We run into the wrong people. We seek God first. Yes, there's safety in the multitude of counselors. But you got to go to God to even know who God is leading you to and directing you to, amen, to even consult with. And we want to talk to everybody, every lotty-dotty, everybody. Then we're exhausted and frustrated and still in the same old situation. Still in the same situation, sometimes worse. Beloved, the Holy Spirit has come to tell you and me everything we need to know to walk in the fullness of God's plan for our lives. That is his ministry. And because the Holy Spirit has come, the ignorance that once existed among God's people has permanently been eliminated. Write that down in your notebooks this morning. It's been eliminated. Ignorance has been eliminated. No one can rightfully use 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 as an excuse for ignorance or not knowing the will of God. People who use this verse in this way, beloved, are sadly misinformed about its purpose. Taken in context with the following verse, all right, because you can't read 9 without reading 10, beloved. The verse clearly reveals that God does not want his people to be ignorant about his purposes. God does not want his people to be ignorant about his blessings. God does not want his people to be ignorant about his promises. And God does not want his people to be ignorant about his provisions that he has so meticulously planned for our lives. So, as I wrap this up this morning, let's go to verse 10. Verse 10 tells us, beloved, "But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit." All right. Oh, my God. I'm getting happy now. Okay. First, let's read 9 and 10 together. "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Verse 10. "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit." You got that? You're not going to find it without the Holy Spirit. "For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." Beloved, amen. The Bible says God has revealed them, T-H-E-M. What does the word them refer to? The word them, beloved, refers to all the things that used to be hidden. All the things that used to be hidden, all the things you couldn't see, all the things you didn't understand, all the things that had you frustrated, all of that falls under that category of them. Now God has revealed them. God has revealed. Okay, now, okay, reveal. What is the reveal? Okay, in the Greek, beloved, amen, put the definition of reveal in the Greek, it means, glory be to God, hallelujah, it's normally translated a revelation, the word revelation. The Lord has revealed, the Lord has given me revelation. It literally means, beloved, to remove the veil or to remove the curtain so you can see what is on the other side. The word, beloved, refers to something that was revealed or hidden for a long time and suddenly becomes clear and visible to the eye or to the mind. It's like pulling the curtains out of the way so you can see the screen outside your window. Every morning I go to the window and I pull the curtains open, amen, so I can see what's on the other side of the window, see the sun shining, see what's happening outside, see the people walking their dogs. Because I'm pulling the curtain open. I couldn't see it when the curtain was closed. The The view was always there, beloved, for you to enjoy, but the curtains blocked your ability to see the real picture. But once the curtains are drawn apart, you suddenly behold what was previously hidden from your view. You can see now, and you can see plainly now. The moment you see beyond the curtain for the first time and observe what has been there all along, see, but wasn't evident to you, that is what the Bible called revelation. You're sitting at the movie theater, you know, you're waiting for the show to start, you know, but the curtains are drawn. You can't see them on the other side, setting up the production, setting up the lights, the wardrobe. You don't see none of that because the curtains are drawn. But when the curtains are open, now you see. That's revelation, beloved. Amen. God has revealed them. The curtains are open now. We can see. Glory be to God. So, beloved, when you apply this to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 and verse number 10 and verse number 9, beloved, Paul indeed said that, yes, indeed, the scriptures is correct. There was a time. There was a time in the past when the eye could not see. There was a time in the past under the old covenant when the ear could not hear. See. Nor could the heart begin to imagine all the amazing, wonderful things that God has prepared for all those who love him. Yes, there was a time. Glory be to God. Isaiah 64:4. There was a time. God had prepared those benefits, beloved, according to his prearranged plan. But they were veiled. The curtains was closed. They couldn't see. Hidden to us because the curtain was closed. Obscured from our sight. Did not the Bible say that the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom? After the death and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the veil is rent. What the veil is wide open, baby. No longer hidden. The will of God is no longer hidden for our lives. Get off that depression medication. Come on now. Stop making those fortune tellers rich. The veil is rent. When Jesus ascended, beloved, glory be to God, the Holy Spirit came. He came on a mission, and he's still working. And one of his major works in our lives is to remove the veil that once obscured our view so our eyes can see, so our ears can hear, so our hearts can fully comprehend the specific, special plans that God has meticulously prepared for each of us. Oh, he didn't just throw something together because he was busy. He didn't throw some mud together, baby. Every detail of your life, every detail, every day, every step, from the time you was conceived to the time you take your last breath on planet Earth, God had mapped all that out, beloved. He mapped all that out in eternity for time. Your time. Glory be to the living God. And you don't have to sit around waiting, trying to figure out what's next, beloved. Because the Holy Spirit will reveal to you. He will reveal the mind of God to you. But what good is it if him trying to talk to you and you ain't listening? You're not even consulting with him. You're not having a conversation with him. You're not partnering with him. You're grieving him. You're quenching him. Then you'll never know. Then you'll never know. You know how many people went to their graves, glory be to God, and on the way to the graveyard right now don't have a clue of why they came to planet Earth from the first place. I'm going to go deeper than that and say it's Christians. Forget about the unbelievers. The unbelievers is unbelievers. Sinners do what sinners do. I'm talking about believers right now. Born again believers. In the graveyard, on their way to the grave, never knew why they came to planet Earth in the first place. Well, ain't no way they could know. Read the scriptures again. Read the scriptures again. God is not a man and God is not a liar. I'm on the Lord's side. Verse number 10 says, but God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Yeah, you can go deep. How deep do you want to go? You just want to live on the surface? How deep do you want to go? God has said, I revealed them to you, but you is only one way for you to find out. You're not going to find out through no fortune cards. You're not going to find out this way and that way. There's only one way for you to find out, and that's through the Spirit. But we want to ignore him. Now we want to get it another way. Well, let me tell you this. There is no other way. There is no other way. Glory be to God. So, beloved, I want to tell you this morning, if you have been using this verse here to claim ignorance of God's ways, it's time for you to change your thinking and speaking about it. This verse does not give us an excuse for ignorance. In fact, it says just the opposite. This verse declares, beloved, the day of not knowing what God has prepared for us is gone forever. The Holy Spirit, thank God for the Holy Spirit, the great revealer, now lives inside our hearts. And he wants to reveal God's blessings. He wants to reveal God's promises. He wants to reveal God's provisions. He wants to reveal God's plan to you and to me. Thank God. Oh, hallelujah. That you no longer have to seek special signs or seek divine signals, beloved. Those days is over. You don't have to seek out prophets as you did and as they did in the Old Testament. Them days is over, waiting for the prophet to get in town. I don't think so. You can wait. You can wait. I'm going to my secret closet and have a conversation with the Holy Spirit. You won't wait for prophets, somebody to fly in town for some great crusade that you may or may not get an opportunity to see? Huh? The people in the $500 line go first before the people in the $100 line? Well, guess what? I got a line, glory be to God, straight to heaven, and it ain't costing me nothing. Ain't costing me nothing. Glory be to the living God. Why? Because all he wants, as we said yesterday, and I'll teach it, amen, because how he's the lover of our soul, amen, the only thing he wants is us. Let me tell you this. And today is offering day, today is offering day. God don't want your money. God don't want your money. All they want is my money. But God don't want your money. There's a lot of people that put a lot of money in the church. They're going to be in hell, busting hell wide open, leaving all them millions and billions behind, maybe trillions. God don't want your money. You want to know what God wants? And we talked about it yesterday. Pull up yesterday's teaching. You know what God wants? God wants you. Romans 12 and 1 says, I beseech thee, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice. God wants you. Because he knows if there's a love relationship there, beloved, and you truly love God for who he is, and God already loves you, then guess what? The works are going to come out of that. Works don't save you, but you're going to work in the Lord's kingdom because you love him. See? You're going to sow your money into God's kingdom because you love him. See, you're going to do all these good works and good things because you love him and not the other way around. Because you can't earn his love. Glory be to the living God. Right inside your heart, beloved, is the greatest source of revelation on planet Earth. And people traveling all around the world, making appointments, 2-3 years in advance to sit with this person and sit with this person and sit with this person and to get this and to get that and glory be to God and to get this degree and get that degree. Beloved, let me tell you something. Right in your heart. Isn't that something? And it's something how you spend all this time, all this money, all this sweat, all this tear, all this frustration, all of this to find out that what you was looking for the whole time was right inside your heart. Waited 18 months for an appointment for this. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And to see this person and get this medication and glory be. And what you was looking for the whole time was right inside your heart. Where the Holy Spirit lives, but you never consulted him. You never consulted him. Trust in the Lord in all thy ways. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy path. You never stopped. Just like I was able to tell that family member yesterday, I said, slow down. I said, call me back after you talk to the Holy Spirit and when the Holy Spirit tells you what to do. You know why I was able to talk to her like that? Because I done learned myself. You know why I'm able to teach like this? Because I have learned myself and still in the process of learning. Frieda, why are you sweating it? You're losing sleep. Why are you talking? Why are you worrying? Why are you trying to figure out step by step and how this going to work and how that going to work? And what? Just stop it. Stop it. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Go into prayer and talk to God. And when you talk to God from your heart, God will talk back to you. And let me tell you, it is beautiful. The manifestation of what comes out of that a conversation is absolutely beautiful. Then you find yourself at a certain place in life, glory be to God, and things happening, and you can't even explain it. You just got to say, God did it. It's a natural, evolving. I mean, it's without a stress. We enter into the rest of God. We labor to enter into his rest. I mean, it unfolds so smoothly, so gloriously, so effortlessly. Why? Because you let the Holy Spirit lead you. That's his job. Why are we trying to take over the Holy Spirit's job? Why are we trying to take over the Holy Spirit's job, beloved? Glory be to God. Beloved, if you develop a spiritual sensitivity and learn to listen to his voice, my sheep hear my voice and another they will not follow. Now that's the challenge right there. Because we ain't listening. I will go as far to say that God is always speaking. The question is, are we listening? We ain't listening. Listening meaning you hear and you obey. You hear and you do. You hear him and you follow. This morning when I woke up, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. The Holy Spirit was speaking to me, and I'm finished. And he was speaking to me, and I was talking back, and we was talking this thing through. We had a real conversation. A conversation. I said, okay, but and I said, okay, Lord, what about this, and what about that, and what about this, and what about that? See? And the Holy Spirit worked through all that, glory be to God, and then I said, yes, Lord. And I said, yes, Lord. I said, okay, no problem, I'll do it. No problem, I'll do it. See? The Holy Spirit is a person. He's the third person of the Godhead. He's mostly ignored. Beloved, God will reveal everything. He will reveal everything that he has meticulously planned for you so you could be all God has destined you to be. All you have to do, beloved, is listen. Consult him. Listen, which means that you're ready to obey him. And watch God bring it to pass. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the presence and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Forgive us for the times we've ignored this precious partner who you have sent to instruct and lead us in all the affairs of life. Father, we repent for trying to find our way in life without his counsel and assistance. We confess that we've often sought the advice of family, friends, counselors, pastors, books, and other sources more than we sought the counsel of the Holy Spirit. Yet, he is the one who knows the end from the beginning. Father, we thank you for providing the greatest source of revelation inside our own hearts through his presence within us. Starting today, Father, this morning, we seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit for each and every decision we make in life. Father, since you have meticulously planned our lives and have sent the Holy Spirit to reveal that plan to us, from this day onward, we want to let the Holy Spirit provide the revelation we need to fulfill that plan. And we pray this even right now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God, amen. That is the word of God, amen, for the people of God, amen. Glory be to God, and God's word will not return unto him void, amen. I am going on a little vacation before the month is out. I'm not sure if the ministry is going to be on sabbatical. I'm still in between. I'm talking to the Holy Spirit, and whatever the Holy Spirit tells me to do, I will do. If he says shut down for a week, I'm going to shut it down for a week. If he gives me another plan, amen, then I'll go with that plan, whatever the Holy Spirit gives me to do. All right? So if you don't hear from me, you know that Pastor is taking a break. It's the first vacation I've had in 10 years. And I thank God for permission. In Jesus' name. Today is offering day. Amen. Glory be to God here in the ministry. Amen. Amen. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. If you would like to sow, amen, into the rich soil of this ministry, there's several ways that you can do it. Amen. Please visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. But glory be to God, and you can make your donations there. Amen. Glory be to God. Our Cash App address, $LifeWordJesus. Amen. That's, you can find that on our website. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Whew. Well, I don't know. This, the next step in so much going on. Okay, so now what we did, ministry, we're about to have our own app, which means, you know how you go to your cell phone and you download your apps, amen, to whatever store or whatever business or whatever company, where you'll be able to go and pull and download the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry app right to your cell phone. How do you like that? Amen. We're just building up now the inventory, amen, and building everything up so that regardless of the time or the hour that you come to the app, you have something there, teachings, some of our recordings here, movies. It's just too much for me to express, but that's the next stage of our development. So, amen. Glory be to God. The Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry app. Amen. Just go to your Apple store. Amen. Or go to your, amen, Android or Apple and just download it free. How you like that? Woo! Thank you, Jesus, is all I can say. Amen. That's just part of what's happening with this ministry, beloved. That's just part of it. It's more, amen. I'm telling you, I'm just full. But I want you to know that your sowing into this ministry makes it all possible. Because it takes money to do ministry. Your sowing into this ministry, glory be to God, has taken us to 35 million households now through media streaming. And now, beloved, we are about to have our own app, glory be to God, that anybody around the world can just download to their phone the same way they do the Word Channel, TVN. Glory be to God, they'll be able to download us. Amen. And so we just want to bless the Lord for what he's doing. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. All right, saints. The Lord is sending me on a mission today. We already had a conversation about it earlier today, and I told him, yes, I'll go. I told him, yes, I'll go and do what he told me to do. I believe we're having noonday prayer. I don't know. I believe we have a noonday prayer. Look, this is all I can say. If you call it at 12 o'clock, ain't nobody there, and it's about 5 after, just pray. All right, because I can't babysit every call. I can't babysit every call. I like to. It is a baby, but I can't. At one time, we didn't have Wednesdays and Fridays. Okay, then we had Wednesdays and Fridays. Our sister Kathy came in and she filled both spots. God bless her heart. Now her health situation, she can no longer do Wednesdays and Fridays. I'm trying to find some placements there, amen, for temporary or permanent. I pray it work out. I ain't sweating nobody. I'm not available today because the Lord has sent, woke me up this morning to go on a missionary assignment. So if you're calling at 12 o'clock, ain't nobody there. If you don't want to pray and nobody want to pray, hang up. Hang up. All right, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you, we say thank you, we magnify you, we glorify you, and we give your name the praise, the glory, and all the honor of Father God. Father God, as we go out today, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you would lead us, God, and direct us, instruct us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time, Father God. Order our steps in your word. Thank you for canceling bad news, tears, and sorrow, premature death. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit. Reveal unto us, Father God, everything that we need to know about this day, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless you. We magnify you as we lean out to our own understanding. Bless the offerings coming in today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Those who already made up their mind that they're going to give what you told them to give, Father God, we ask that you would bless them 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold return. And we thank you, Father God, for the finances, Father God, to continue to build up this ministry. Father, you have did so much for us in the last 6 months. This ministry has completely shifted to a higher dimension. Father God, that's way beyond our control, glory. And we're just really just sitting back watching you, Father God, and taking little baby steps, Father God, of instructions. That's all we can handle. That's all we can handle, Father, to keep balance, to keep the balance and not be overwhelmed, because you will never give us a blessing that overwhelms us, because the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and you add no sorrow to it. So we say thank you, Father God. God, we pray this, that bless the 12 o'clock altar today, Father God. Bless the 12 o'clock altar in Jesus' name. And if we're not together corporately, then bless it individually. Wherever we are at 12 o'clock, Father, may we meet you on the altar of our hearts. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And in Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen and amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. And the Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and to give you a peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. The darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings, and he most definitely is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen, everybody. Amen. Have a wonderful, beautiful, glorious, victorious day. Lord's willing, we'll be back here again tomorrow morning, same time, place, and station. Amen. Giving God praise, glory, and all the honor.
If you only believe, it's no secret what God can do. What he's done for Father, he'll do for you. With a
I believe God.
Amen and amen. No excuse for ignorance, saints. Amen. Because the Holy Spirit is here to help us. Amen. And to reveal the secrets of God to his servants. Love you. Pastor Bradford signing out. Have a good day.